Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I've lived in Rochester my whole life. You've been here almost three decades. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of anything like this. Kimmy, well, you've lived here your whole life. You heard of something like this before?
Not officially, no.
Okay. But I guess in theory, this makes sense. Because there are some people better equipped to handle the ride-in on days like this than others.
Yeah.
But the thing about theories, Tommy, they don't always work in reality. And this has the potential to go real bad real quick.
That doesn't sound good, Patrick.
No, it's not. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Okay, so Tommy, have you heard of a designated emergency co-worker ride?
Like a carpool, emergency carpool guy?
Bingo.
Kind of,
no.
Yeah.
Never.
So neither did I. But Kimmy and I, we saw this from a few people on social media last night.
Yeah, they were getting out ahead of it, knowing the snow was coming.
So me, I'll pick you up because I got a pickup truck or something. I got a big SUV.
So that, or, hey, I don't have a good car and I'm afraid. So is there anyone going this way?
Right.
Or
yeah.
Anybody who works at this place, would you mind picking me up and taking me to work?
You know you're right. I ain't going to make it.
Exactly.
All right.
So like, here's the thing. The idea of the designated emergency coworker is a good idea in theory. Because it cuts down on the amount of people on the road on a bad weather day like this.
Mm-hmm.
It gives someone who has a better snow vehicle a way to get people to work safely, right? Fewer spinouts, less potential injuries. It gives people less of an excuse not to go to work if they have someone that can swing by and pick them up. If you work hourly, that's a really big deal, especially right now. So the benefits are there. And it makes sense that there would be something like this in place for a job if you had a bunch of folks that lived in the same area. But the question becomes, what are you giggling at?
That's such an evil laugh.
Would you want a bunch of your coworkers in your car on a day like today?
Because it's all on you. Like, I understand it benefits the planet and the roads, but does it help the guy? Like, let's say you got a nice ride. You buy one of these big-ass Ford F-150s, quad cab, all the tricks, right?
Okay.
But now, like, you're the guy.
Yeah.
You're the guy for everything, too.
Yes. It's like, again, I got to help you move. If you're buying something big, bada-bada-bing, hey, come on, man, give me a ride. Like, it's on you. And then you got to get up early because now I got to pick up four other idiots.
Well, yeah, because if you're going that way, there's probably other people that way that also need a ride. Can't leave them
out. You just added 2 hours to your day.
Oh, my God, 2 hours.
No,
shut up, you bitch-ass.
Are you
kidding
me?
Going to the same spot.
No, but I got to pick you up. So let's say you had to pick up Pat and I in the morning.
Okay, but that's
okay. Be
okay,
let's
say you got because your husband's got a big old truck.
But I still want 2 hours soon.
You got to get up.
Yeah.
You dig that thing out.
Yeah. Which you would have to do anyways.
You got to go all the way out to Henrietta to pick up his billy goat ass.
Oh my God.
And then you got to come pick up midget boy who doesn't appreciate a goddamn thing.
No, that is true. If I'm gonna pick you up, I hope you appreciate it.
Yeah, I guarantee it. That's an hour out of your day. Both ways.
Okay, look, this...
And God knows what the roads are going to be like. Just because you got a big truck doesn't mean somebody jackknifes or the goddamn city bus turns sideways and we're all screwed.
But it's not every morning.
And you're not driving all over God's green earth. This is for someone who lives in your area.
Oh, by the way, on the way home, I got to get milk.
You know that would not happen.
I need milk.
You know that would not happen.
Nobody ever takes advantage of people at work.
You do. That's it. You're the only person.
Well,
I would not be bold enough to ask the person that gave me a ride to stop.
People be bold.
Phone number is 222-6000 if you want to jump in. There are two kinds of people in this world, Tommy.
Givers and takers.
No. People who like having a driving buddy and people who don't.
Now, who wants a driving buddy?
There are folks that would.
There are people that legitimately like to carpool.
Most guys love. If you have you're a family man, you got a kid. That's like your only time of silence and peace that you can control is my ride to work.
My favorite part of every day is my ride to work.
Every man says that.
It's great. I love it.
Globally.
And on these snowy days, look, you're right. You could be tripling, maybe quadrupling your time it takes to get to work. So not only is it going to be miserable getting there, but I'm going to have all of this time with another person, maybe two. And I don't know how well I know a coworker.
What are you going to talk about?
Yes.
You're in a car. What are you going to talk about?
I don't want to talk
about. How about work sucks? Yeah, work sucks. No, yeah, what you got to do? Need that money.
Look, it seems like.
Tax too high.
It seems like torture to me. But that's the reason why it's torture. It's not you got to drive 2 hours all the way.
And let's say somebody spills something in your car, drops something on the floor,
yeah,
ruins something.
That's what you're worried about.
Hell yes. You know what? Let's say I come up with that big world's greatest diet coffee mug. We're just sloshing it around, slugging it down.
What's happening in your car on the way to work?
But he could drop that right on the
Nobody
floor.
Brings an actual coffee mug. It would be a travel mug, dumbass.
Them travel mugs leak.
Okay.
That's the biggest scam I've ever seen, travel mug.
Look, here's the biggest problem. How different your ride would be. Like, could you listen to the same stuff that you listen to if you had just some coworker in your passenger seat?
Like a radio?
Well, like, okay.
Now you'd have to listen to the most, like, generic thing possible.
Could listen to this crap.
Yeah, how many break room listeners would have to change this show if you had a coworker in your
car?
All
of them.
Like, do you want to explain to Mabel what a knob is? No. And then there was also the anxiety of knowing there were...
You just brought up something.
What's that? Mabel's knob?
Well, yeah. But let's say you had to... I'm thinking, like, you're just picking up a bunch of buddies. But let's say you pick up one mom, two
buddies.
Which
is probably what it would be. It would be a mix of people.
Yeah. Okay. Changes the whole conversation inside the car if you have one female in the car. Because now you can't have any kind of dirty talk.
Okay.
There
are men that you wouldn't be able to have dirty talk in the car with, too.
What dude can't you talk dirty to?
Mark that. Thank you. Hey, you said it. I didn't say it.
You got mad talk.
Think of their guys here that you couldn't talk like that to. That would be super sensitive about it. You would make uncomfortable.
And here's the thing. If a woman started talking that way while she got in your car, you would be uncomfortable.
Well, that would be gross.
You like, bitch-ass bitch.
Like every guy she wants to ride at work.
That's not what, what the hell are you talking about?
Was she talking dirty?
No, she could just be making like a crap you say all the time.
Making a crap you say all the time.
I almost swore.
Listen, it's so out of character. You can't even come up with something. Come on, man. Like, you know, if you pick up a chick.
There are plenty of women that enjoy the show that could talk to you about something that we talked about on the show and
but
it would make
you
feel uncomfortable.
But you would have to be some dirty woman.
Oh no, it wouldn't. It could just be your average mom.
Dirty mom. All right.
Take that.
I know, right?
She would have to be a hoey mom.
Okay. 226,000. We're talking about these designated emergency coworker rides. Kimmy and I saw this on social media last night. The idea is somebody you work with lives near you on a snowy day like this. You've got a good car.
They never show you this in those truck ads. Buy a Ford truck.
And I also.
And you'll be stuck hauling everybody's crap around.
I also love how you're assuming that you would be the person people would call when, in fact, you might have to call somebody. Like, what if mom had to come pick you up?
Ooh.
Mom at work had to come drive your ass to
some
work.
Some blanche-ass woman.
Yes, blanche-ass woman. You wouldn't take a ride?
A blanche-ass woman. We're saying that all the time.
One of the people here at work you had the most in common with was like a little woman that worked here that you would never think in a million years you would have anything to talk about. But you guys would go and like have like your girl chat every morning about a show you watched.
She's right. You guys are best friends.
Yeah.
Like, you riding with her to work,
you
would be able to talk for, like, 45 minutes.
Well, I'm weird.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And you're not, though, because I think most people would have something. It's not for me. Mm. I'm with you. It would be agony having to talk to somebody else for 45 minutes in the car, not getting out. But don't sit here and pretend like, I'm a man. I want to have man talk. I got my overalls on.
But I like to tell dirty jokes, right, and talk dirty. You do, too.
Would you not accept a ride? Let's say you got it offered to you.
Yeah.
Some guy in a big truck. Hey, Tommy, I'll swing by, pick you up on a day like today. Would you take it?
Not if I don't need it, man. Okay. I would have to be desperate.
Okay.
Because if I think my car's making it in, I'm going. You're the same way because you want control over your destiny.
I'm asking
you. But
and I know that sounds pathetic because you're not like climbing Everest, but it's just I just want to be responsible. I don't want to have to deal with your crap. I don't want to have to listen to your problems because, again, once we run out of conversation, then what? You going to tell me about your problems with your marriage, whatever? Your kids don't listen?
Know, whatever you talk about at work, I guess.
That.
Yeah, but now I'm stuck.
Yeah, I can't really walk away from the water cooler. Yeah,
no, I can't go take a squirt.
You could. That would probably stop the conversation.
No, but now he's back. Cause, again, I spilled something in the car. Oh, hey, sorry. I spilled my penis on your leather.
But the problem with your logic is you're saying I would only take a ride if I was desperate.
Yes.
But you wouldn't, I mean, that would be like a last
minute
thing. I'm
talking like third world desperate, like I'm on oxen crate.
But we're talking about this is something that you'd plan ahead for knowing you might not make it in with your car. Like you can't you can't call somebody last minute and expect to swing by and pick your ass up.
So this is like prepared, like in case of an emergency, you're my guy.
Yeah.
Well, last night there was projections that we could have got between 12 and 14 inches of snow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, you're going to prepare for something like that. Like a lot of businesses made the decision last night to just shutter today because they didn't. Were people going to get in?
Then you owe that guy, and then what?
All right, so what do you do to make it up to him?
Is it gas money?
Yeah, but that
you can't do cash. That's a weird exchange.
Well, gas money, he's just breaking even. What do you do for the guy?
Coffee, breakfast that morning, offer to buy on the way in. Stop at Dunkin'.
All right.
Okay. But if they already ate breakfast or if they already have their coffee, you can't do that.
You got to give them a gift card.
No. Yeah.
Well, you said
you
no cash.
Gift card
to get coffee is fair, I think.
All right, how much?
$20.
$20 for one ride?
$25.
For a single ride. Says a man who gave a kid who fixed his plumbing Amex tickets out of the goddamn prize closet. Don't get me wrong. Amex, quality hockey team.
Doing great, I hear.
Yeah.
Are they playing?
Yes, they're playing, you idiot.
I don't know. But I I don't know with the COVID. $25, that's a nice, that's perfect.
That's way too much for
cheap ass.
No, it's not too much. Because
I'm pulling up to a doctor's house and he's only giving me $25.
$25 is fair because now I can also use you again in the future if I give you a $25.
Oh. No, that means they're going to expect $25 every time you
pick them
up. Yes. Oh, what happened? Oh, cheap ass, pull up to a Pittsburgh house, so I only get one $25 gift card?
$25 and we're done.
No, then it's after multiple rides. If I do it up front, that's an expectation of $25 every time. That's what I would expect.
So what are you giving them, $10?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would have to offer to buy them something for breakfast, and if they said no, then I guess I'm out.
Bro, you can get breakfast for $2.
Yeah, but I think that's appropriate.
Oh, here's your roll-up. Thank you.
I think $2, like a $5.
2 hours out of my day for a roll-up.
2 hours? You keep saying 2 hours.
Breakfast burrito my ass.
Here's the other thing, and this is the funniest part, especially for a guy like you. Mm-hmm. If you are the driver, you can't say no. If somebody asks you to pick them up on a day like this, you cannot say
That's
no.
That's what sucks.
Because what excuse do you have?
No, because then you're a jerk.
Like, you wouldn't even have a valid excuse. Like, I'm not going that way. I know you're going that way.
I gave you enough of a heads up to plan.
All the kids are at home. You're not dropping your kids off at school.
Pisses me off, you ass.
Shut up. Can you pick me up tomorrow?
Of course, I'd have to.
All right. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, go outside and wait right now. I'll come get you.
We might have to stop doing the show.
The one thing you
get to the bad part.
The one thing you definitely do owe that person if they come and pick you up, you have to be on time.
Yeah.
Because think of how many people that are they're just people that are always running late.
Yes.
Or like, you know, just are a step behind. Like, you better make sure like you get up extra early just to even if you're like you jump the gun and you're ready 10 minutes early, at least like you're ready to go and jump in the car.
That would piss me off. Let's say I'm the guy driving.
Yeah.
I get to your house. Your ass ain't out there.
That's
yet.
What she just said.
Oh, I thought she meant the guy driving was
running late. No. The person driving can get there whatever time they want. You can't complain.
But everybody's got to be on time for this thing to work, or the whole system falls apart, right?
Well, look, here's the problem. If the guy's driving's late, not my fault. I can tell the boss, you know, we're trying to be safe.
No. The boss is gonna go, you should have found another way to get to work then. Like that does not.
What?
When the weather's like this, though, I think you're okay.
Bob was late.
You live in this fantasy world where it takes 2 hours to drive from the city to Pittsburgh and you get fired for just looking at your boss the wrong way.
You talk about this hell landscape you got to drive through every time you leave Henrietta. You make it sound like you drove into
Dansville. It is a different world down there.
It is a different world. But here's the thing. It's normally like a 15-minute drive for me up East River Road, down West Henrietta Road. Mm-hmm. Today it was 30. So doubled.
All right, double that, double this guy, double this
What are you doubling? You just doubling
All these people I got to pick up.
Okay. God damn it.
See, it's not worth it.
Okay, then say no. Oh, I can't say no.
This is why I can't.
I'm in a business, I'm in a moment. I don't want people to not like me, even though nobody likes me, because I'm a sensitive, bitch-ass little bitch.
No, because it's all bullying and name-calling, which I'm completely against.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you. Oh, we got a Facebook message coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This is from Alan. He writes, we had a chart 2 years ago.
A chart?
For one of these things. People with good cars in the snow and the towns that they lived in, and people could sign up for a phone tree to get rides if the weather got bad. Says it lasted one trip. There were some issues. We never did it ever again.
Good. See? A chart. Man, if I see some stupid chart for Alan's ride in.
You wouldn't sign up on the chart?
No.
Okay.
I don't like signing anything anyway.
Don't point at me.
You know how I am about signing.
226,000. Jim's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Dude, you are describing a daily nightmare where I work.
What happened?
We had two guys. One guy no longer works here, but we have one guy that for the 6 years I've been here, He doesn't have a driver's license. He bums a ride to work every day to and from.
Oh, God.
Does he not have a bus schedule? Like, how does that?
He takes the bus occasionally if everyone says, no, they can't. But he also will ask you, hey, can we swing by Walmart?
No!
Hey,
no, he doesn't!
Stop at the liquor store. Hey, by the way, you show up and he's still inside and he's 20 minutes late and you're sitting in his driveway. It's a nightmare. But you have to do it because you got to work with the guy.
This happened to me, bro.
Oh, did it?
Bad, 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 bad.
Really?
Okay, on the old show, yeah. I had that little Geo Metro, right?
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay, so, but I was low man on the totem pole.
Both figuratively and literally.
You got it. Pay everything, right? So, but guess who had to give Gussie on the show a ride back to her apartment every day because she didn't want to wait for the bus? Me.
Bro!
So, Gussie, who's about 300 pounds at the time, she's got legs like tree trunks, climbs into my Geo Metro, we got to go home. But no. Gussie had some luggage she needed to tote in my car.
What was that?
Pop the hatchback. She used to collect all the cans from inside the office, and she would cash them in. So I had to drive her to Wegmans.
Uh-huh.
While she unloaded these bags, I had to help her cash out the cans,
okay.
Get her money, buy cigarettes and scratchers,
okay.
Put her back in the car, then run her up to the hood so she could go to her house.
You're going
to
bitch and moan about giving a ride to a woman who is surviving on cans.
She had a job at the station.
No, she
didn't.
She just kind of showed up and you let her do stuff.
Oh, that wasn't on me.
Jimmy, all right. So, Jimmy, how long has this guy been doing it for? You said like 6 years?
6 years, and I've been here at least 8 years since, yeah.
Has anybody ever told him no to his face?
Occasionally, I'll have an excuse ready and be like, oh, no, I can't. I'm going the other way today.
Okay, but
most times he surprises you because he randomly just asks.
Ooh. Hey, but it's never a no, I'm not doing it because I don't want to. You always have to have an excuse.
Yeah. It's just he's a floor supervisor, and it's like you got to play nice with him. Well,
wait, he's a supervisor, and he's that busted?
Yes.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
And he's right. These takers, they ambush you.
You are a taker!
How am I a taker? Look at me. What am I taking? I got nothing over
here.
Hopes
and dreams of my career?
Well, I'm the worst at taking, then, because this is all I got. This human junkyard of emotions.
That'd be a great name for an album.
It's a great name for a morning show.